Don't mess with the people of God. I'll tell you why on this edition of Key Light.
Hello, I'm Mike Kellogg, and this is Key Light, a program designed to tell Christians that God isn't mad at them. Bible teaching to help get you home. Here's Steve.
Thanks, Mike. If you have your Bible open to the book of Ezekiel, I'm going to spend this week, maybe next week on it. It's a great book, and there's so much good stuff in here. And that, dear friend, is the reason that we're studying the Old Testament. Most Christians don't. I know. You wouldn't tell your pastor that, but we can be honest. Most Christians don't. They get bogged down in the Old Testament. They get into all of the long passages that relate who begat, and you just think, I can't deal with this. I'm lost. I don't like the stories. I'd rather talk about Jesus. Well, you can't talk about Jesus until you read the Bible that Jesus read and believe the Bible that Jesus believed. And so what we're doing is spending time in each of the books of the Old Testament. We're up to the book of Ezekiel. And by the way, we're putting together pamphlets in case you missed some of this. I'll be telling you about it, and you can get those free. That'll kind of go over some of the basic material that I've covered. My desire is simply that you love the Old Testament. My desire is that you be blessed by it, that you grow by it, that you see the roots and the soil of your own faith. So we're up to the book of Ezekiel, and I spent a considerable portion of time giving you some very dull material on some of the basic things you ought to know about Ezekiel. And now I'm a tour director, and I'm going through my favorite passages in Ezekiel. They may not be yours, but this is my broadcast. So I'm going to be a tour director for this week and next week as we continue with our tour of the book of Ezekiel. Before we turn to the book, let's go before the throne. Father, we're glad for another week. We're glad for your kindness and your mercy and your loving kindness. Father, when we see what we deserve and we see what we've got, common courtesy requires that we thank you and that we praise you and that we worship you. Father, you know everybody listening to this broadcast. You know the stuff that makes us afraid. You know the stuff that that gives us so many problems. You know the family problems and the physical problems. You know it all. Father, we are your people. We ask that you would meet us at the point of our need as you define it. Heal and cleanse and change and forgive and give us enough gasoline to glorify you. Father, we pray for the one who teaches on this broadcast. They call him Reverend. He's not much. We would see Jesus and him only. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You've got your Bible. Well, I'm not going to read from it because it's a long passage, but I'm going to tell you what's in it, and then I'm going to tell you some good stuff that maybe you ought to think about it when you read it. In section 25 through 32, Ezekiel goes after all the surrounding nations. Now, you have to remember, Ezekiel has been pretty hard on God's people, but here he turns his howitzer on the other nations. Ammon, Moab, Edom, Philistia, Tyre, Sidon, or Sidon, Egypt, and he goes after them really, really hard. The Bible in the Abrahamic covenant says that God will bless those who bless the Jews, and he will curse those who curse the Jews. That's in Genesis 12, if you want to check it out. I believe, by the way, that that is still true. Now, I don't know about all that's going to happen with Israel. I wish I did. If I could be a prophecy teacher, I'd have more listeners. Until the prophecy didn't come out the way I said it was going to come out. But I'm not a prophecy teacher. But I think that there is a sense in which God isn't through with the Jews. All Israel will be saved. There are some sections in Romans that says something very important about the Jews. It says that us, the Goyim, have been cut off. or that we've been grafted on, and Israel's been cut off. And we need to be very careful, certainly not prideful, rejoicing that we have been made a part of God's covenant people, but we've got to be very careful. So whatever the Bible teaches, I believe it teaches that God isn't through with the Jews. And I don't mean to say that everything that Israel does is right, but I believe that there's a supernatural element in all that's going on there right now. I believe there is a sense in which Jews are God's ancient covenant people, and I believe that you got to be careful about messing with the people that God likes. You got to be careful about messing with the people that God loves. Now, that's true also about us. You know, a lot of us spend a lot of our time defending ourselves and the church and Jesus and absolute values against the hordes of pagans and barbarians who come after us politically and economically and educationally. And I believe we have to speak truth. I believe we have to stand up and that we have to be counted. I believe that some social issues are so important that we need to stand. But we don't do it in terms of protecting something that is God's business to protect. The truth is that God protects His people. Jesus says in Matthew 10, for instance, and I think of a lot of different verses when I think about this. He says that if people don't receive what you say, you should argue with them until you win the fight. No, in Matthew 10, Jesus doesn't say that. Jesus says that when people do not accept what you have to say, you need to get a political party, get the votes, and then wipe them out of the political process. No, Jesus doesn't say that. In Matthew 10, Jesus says, when they don't receive you, shake off the dust from your feet, because it will be more tolerable on that day of judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah than for those before whom you shook off the dust from your feet. Why is that? Because we're God's covenant people. I'm glad to be a part of Key Life. I'm glad for the way that God uses this ministry in the lives of other people. I'm glad to be a part of various organizations, but I must always remember that all of those organizations, including Key Life, are going to die. Because there's no promise in the Bible about protection for us. That's why I'm a churchman. That's why I'm a pastor. That's why I have a high ecclesiology. That's why I want to be a part of the church and I want to serve it. And I want to have fellowship with God's people, because that is the bride of Christ and God. God watches after His bride. I have a friend who's now a denominational executive, Mike Glodo, who was a colleague of mine at the seminary where I teach. And Mike, I heard say one time that he went to Jesus to complain about God's people. He said, Jesus, they are selfish, they are greedy, they're looking for power, they're manipulating, they don't stand for you, they compromise. And then Mike stopped and he said, do you know what Jesus said to me? He said to me, you be careful. That's my wife. Did you see the movie Bodyguard? I love that movie. I don't remember who was in it, but I remember there was this kid who was in school, and everybody was going after him, but he met another kid who was big and mean, and they became friends. And every time the twits and the bullies came after the little guy, the bodyguard stepped up and said, be careful. God does that too. You know, all those people we complain about in the educational system, and there's some really, really bad ones. In our public education system, they're teaching some things that are just plain unconscionable. They have no right to teach, and that's something I ought to be teaching in my home, not in the classroom. Sometimes I get so mad, I want to spit, but I'm not going to do anything, because God is God, and He looks after His people. I have a friend in Miami who was doing a radio broadcast, a talk show, as a matter of fact. And the studios were in a house. And if you drive down the street, you wouldn't have known it was a radio station. So this thief broke in, came into the studio where my friend is doing her talk show, and put a .38 to her head. So what he didn't know was that everybody in Miami was listening to this talk show. Within 2 minutes, the police had come. Within 3 minutes, he was arrested. And within 4 minutes, he felt like a fool. You know why? Because they were listening. There's a story I used to tell my congregation once a year. And I'd always say, just remember this story. And they thought it was a joke, but it wasn't. The time when Jonathan Edwards was kicked out of his church and he refused to do anything about it. Not because something didn't need to be done, but because he knew he was God's anointed and God would be ticked. And the two guys that were the most responsible for it, one went insane and the other committed suicide. Yeah, I told that often. And let me tell you something, you got to be careful about your pastor. If he's God's anointed, if she's God's anointed, you got to back off. You got to be careful. And if you're a pagan, and you're just flipping across the dial and you heard this foghorn voice, I'll give you a good piece of advice. Friend, don't mess with us. You think about that. Amen. Hey, listen, if you're not a part of Key Life Tapes, our family, I'd like for you to be a part of it. It's absolutely free. Why don't you give us a call, 1-800-KEY-LIFE, 24 hours a day. Or you write Key Life, Post Office Box 5000, Maitland, Florida, 32794. Or in Canada, Key Life Canada, Post Office Box 32150, Cambridge, Ontario, N3H5M3. Or email us at steve@keylife.org and ask to be a part of the Key Life Tape family. We'll do it for you. Now, these are not the tapes of the broadcast. You can subscribe to those. These are tapes of places where I teach the Bible at Reformed Theological Seminary, at the Cove, the Billy Graham Training Center, other places, and we take those, send them out to our family as long as supplies last. If you'd like to be a part of it, let us know. They're free, and listen, they keep coming automatically. If you can help us financially, I sure would appreciate it. We send out hundreds of thousands of free tapes and pieces of literature, and only a few people can help us financially. If you could, oh, man, I promise that we'll be so faithful with your gift. We squeeze every dime until they scream. And for any gift of any size, when you request it, I'll send along the cassette teaching Dealing with Fear. If you're ever afraid, what can you as a Christian do about it? I'll send that along as my thank you when you ask for it. Be sure to include the call letters of the station, and you can charge it on a MasterCard, Visa, Discover card. And Key Life is a listener-supported production of Key Life Network.